I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
There's not much middle ground regarding the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. I've listened to some praising our justices, as well as others, usually louder, vilifying them. But after the rhetoric wanes a bit, there's one common ground on which most all can agree. Elections matter. As often as not, the focus turns to the U.S. Supreme Court and the power of a president to nominate potential justices. Donald Trump appointed 3, enough to determine the outcome of the latest abortion decision. An abortion will be on the ballot in North Carolina's U.S. Senate contest between former Republican Congressman Ted Budd and former Democratic Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley. Hoping to parlay current strong emotions against the decision into votes, Beasley proclaims that if elected, she'll join efforts to pass legislation allowing nationwide abortion. Now, Budd is towing the conservative Republican line and celebrating that court's decision. The race is tight. Recent polling has Budd with a narrow 4-point lead, and the question becomes who can energize the voters to turn out. November's many months away, and emotions may wane. While important, the major issue in this race is control of the U.S. Senate. Democrats now hold a razor-thin plurality in the U.S. Senate, and our contest could swing the vote. It's already an expensive and nasty fight. It's unknown how the recent court decision might impact all 14 of our congressional races. Democrats will try to arouse the abortion sentiment, but the economy will be a major focus by Republican candidates. Again, North Carolina's congressional races could be pivotal in determining which party controls the U.S. House. And we cannot predict whether the Roe decision will have an impact on critical appellate court elections in our state. 2 Democratic justices on our Supreme Court have terms expiring this year. Robin Hudson chose not to run for another term because she's nearing the mandatory retirement age. Democrat Lucy Inman and Republican Richard Dietz, both judges on the Court of Appeals, will be vying for Hudson's seat. Incumbent Justice Sam Ervin IV will be facing Republican Trey Allen for the other seat. Now, Democrats hold a slim 4-3 plurality on the high court. A single Republican win could result in a tie vote on crucial verdicts, and if Democrats lose both seats, partisan control of the court swings Republican. There was a time when party affiliation wasn't so important in verdict outcome, but that time has passed. 4 of our 15 Court of Appeals seats are up for grabs. Lower court rulings are appealed to this level, with 3 judge panels assigned to consider each case. Partisan rulings on this court are not usually as noticeable, but party affiliations in the makeup of those panels sometimes determines who wins or loses. If Democrats have a strong year, it could lessen the current Republican 10-5 plurality. I can't pass up the opportunity to once again proclaim that the election of North Carolina appellate court judges is archaic, promotes partisan divisions, and doesn't serve justice. As things now stand, voters readily admit they don't know the qualifications or records of those on the ballot. Their primary determinant appears to be party affiliation. How does this serve justice? It doesn't. Justice isn't blind, no matter how much we want to believe it to be. Lower down the ballot, but equally important, is the election of all 170 members of our General Assembly. It matters which party has more numbers because that party selects leadership. More importantly, the margin of plurality is important. North Carolina currently has a governor of one party and the majority of both our House and Senate of another. In midterm elections, the party of the sitting president usually loses many seats. Consider the consequences regarding abortion. North Carolina still allows abortions to take place, but Republican leadership is already indicating that if they retain control of the legislature next year, they intend to revisit those laws. Now, you have to know that Governor Roy Cooper is going to veto any serious changes, so the numbers of that plurality become the real determinant. If Republicans have veto-proof, or 3/5 majorities, they can override his veto. If not, his decision will be sustained. Cooper's issued more vetoes than any previous governor, and since 2018, the last midterm wave election, all have been upheld. Who will have the passion? Who will raise the most money and get out the vote? As we've said at the beginning of this piece, elections matter, and never more so than this year. The decisions are in our hands.